call me in the morning, and I fail to answer my phone. I may be getting ready, or I may be already gone, because I just stopped by on my way home. If you call me in the morning, and I fail to answer my phone, it could be that I'm getting, and it could be that I'm already gone, because I just stopped by on my way home. Y'all don't mind. Tell them
I just stopped by.
Oh, I
just stopped by.
I just stopped by. I got a few more
just stopped by.
Weary days and days. I gotta move on to my heavenly home. I didn't come here. I didn't come here to stay. Few more rising of the sun, and I'll be gone. Will there be no more suffering, no more pain? Everybody be calling on his name. No more giving up right when I've done no wrong. No more crying, no more all alone. I'll be gone. I didn't come here to stay. I just stopped by. I just stopped by here. Man is born of a woman. Bible tell me in just a few days. Why? When my name been called, when this old tabernacle done shut down, I gotta move on to my heavenly home. I won't have to worry about getting up in the morning. I won't have to worry about laying down at night.
In the mix, in HD2 sound with tight acoustic pace, it's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix, worldwide enigma making platinum hits, new wine coming, get some of this, stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
My Jesus is a rock in the
spirit land.
Oh, whoa.
Jesus is a rock
right now.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Jesus is a rock.
He's a rock. When I get to heaven, I'll see.
you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy is with me, so I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing just till you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy? Yeah. I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing just till you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
I feel this one right here.
Because he blessed the soul of a little boy in church a short while ago. As the preacher read the scriptures, how God can save and heal. He began to feel the spirit and the presence of God in his little soul. He couldn't explain what was happening to him. And all he knew that it was something wrong and something wonderful. And after service, he walked up and gave the preacher his hand. And told him, through your message, my soul was really blessed today. Now later when he got home, still feeling good from the service, he told his mother, he said, Mother, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry right now. She said, Son, come into the kitchen and I'll fix you a sandwich. She reached in the cabinet and took out the peanut butter and jelly. He said, Mother, you really don't understand. She looked at him and said, What is it, son? What is it that I don't understand? He said, Mother, what you don't understand is this right here. He told her.
Yeah. God what?
Power.
I hear you. Everybody, come on. Put your hands together right there. Yeah. All right, Karen, you got it.
Catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. Catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. NHD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Everything that happened to me that was good, God did.
God did.
Yes, He did.
God did.
Oh, everything that happened to me that was good, God did.
God did.
Yes, He did.
God did.
You know what He did?
Thank you.
catch the wave on the inner
right. If you know you're all right, that means I got some believers in here. All my believers, wave your hand. All right. Y'all gonna help me sing it? If you know it, sing it with me.
NFI, giving God the praise.
We need you in our home, yo. We need you on our job, yo. We need you in the schoolhouse. We need you in the White House. Say yeah. Is there anybody here got the Holy Ghost? Don't y'all fool me now. I'm talking about really, 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 really got the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about something that makes you want to. The Holy Ghost that I'm talking about makes you love the enemy. The Holy Ghost that I'm talking about makes you treat the neighbor right. Yeah, my dad is just like fire. Just like fire. Shut up in my bones.
Something in me, in the top of my head. told y'all we finna have church. Fellas, let's break it down one time. And we gonna show how we shout for the Lord. We gonna show y'all how to shout. Come on, Will. Lift them up a little bit. Let's lift them up a little bit. We'll be right back.
catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI,
North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. In HD2, come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Hello, I am your host, Angela Breedlove, and today we have Johnny Brown. He's the lead singer for the Swanee Quintet. Hello,
yes,
welcome.
Ma'am. How you doing, ma'am? And thank you so much for having me.
So tell me a little about how you got started singing.
Well, actually, it kind of goes back to my dad, Sonny McCleary. He's been singing with the Brooklyn All-Stars ever since I can remember as a little child. As well as my uncles at a small town called St. Matthew, South Carolina. I had a small group. And it's just kind of been in me. You know, I always wanted to do what my dad and uncles and aunts were doing. You know, so I kind of really got my opportunities singing around home in 2009. And then towards the end of 2010, I got the chance to start traveling with the Pioneers from Detroit, Michigan. And up until 2 years ago, I got a call from Eddie Vines with the Swanee Quintet, and now here I am being blessed to sing this awesome group.
All right. So, you say your father sings with the Brooklyn All-Stars.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
So you come from a singing family.
Come from a singing family. I couldn't escape it at all.
So, was it a lot of pressure? You know, Percy Griffith, he passed. He was the lead singer for the Swanee Quintet. How was it working with him, and was it a lot of pressure coming, you know, trying
to... It was definitely a lot to really look forward to because of the prestige that he carried with himself. He definitely took a lot of pride in his craft. He definitely was very knowledgeable in singing. He definitely was a pioneer in the gospel industry. And up until the time that he actually passed, it was nothing but a great time just being under the tutelage of him and just being able to learn more about the history of the Swanees, as well as potentially, you know, where I am now, being in a position to really carry on the legacy and do the best that I can along with the help of the group.
Not only are you a great singer, you're a drummer, right?
A little bit. I don't really drum too much anymore. I just focus more on the singing now.
Okay. And I heard through the grapevine, I heard that you're your own worst critic.
Very, very. I'm so hard on myself. You know, I sit back and I watch videos or everything. You know, I always want to do the best that I can. You know, definitely I don't want to let God down. I don't want to let my mother down, the group down, you know, people that are depending on me, whether we know it or not. I think we definitely always have people that are dependent on us. And when we go through our various trials and tribulations and coming out and being able to travel and share the testimony of just how good God has been to me and the group, you know, it's definitely a blessing, and it's definitely something to always look forward to, always.
Do you have any memorable moments you would like to share? Some of your most memorable moments singing?
I think one was my very first show I did with the Swanees. We went to Harlem, New York, and it was a great concert that night. And, you know, once we got off stage, we got back on the bus, and, you know, I was excited. So I went to the back, and I asked Percy, I said, well, you know, Pop, how did I do? He said, you know, well, you did pretty good, son, you know, but, you know, I'm going to have to teach you how to sing it real smooth like me. If you stick to me, I can take you places. And, you know, I was so ready to just be filled with accolades, and he just shot me down, but it was all love.
Wow.
And that definitely was a highlight. It's just so many. I think every time that I'm given the opportunity to share the stage with different pioneers in the gospel industry or just share the stage under the name of the legendary Quintet is just always a memorable moment.
Mm. Can you share, I don't want to put you on the spot, can you share some of that smooth singing with us, with the listening audience now?
Share some of that blues singing?
Smooth.
Everywhere we go, we get a request for a song called Me and That Purse Used to Sing, and he was like, there's gonna be ten loves. And then we'll go into the song, beating tonight. You know, so I went to the wrong key and everything. I didn't have
that. No, you can give me a little bit more of that. I like it. Well, look, you got to send me that CD. You got to send me that new single.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity today, and thank you so much. And you keep on doing what you're doing. I enjoy your song ministry.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that.
And
we appreciate that.
And we look forward for your anniversary that's coming up.
Yes, ma'am.
And like I said, just keep on doing what you're doing. And God bless.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You have a blessed
God
day.
God bless you, too. And thank you. You as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, she gave me a brand new walk, and I'm
glad about it.
Jesus gave me a brand new walk, and I'm
glad about it.
My Jesus gave me a brand new walk, and I'm
glad about it.
Oh,
Jesus gave me a brand new walk,
and I'm so glad.
I
got another verse. Jesus gave me a brand new talking now. One day my Jesus gave me a brand new talk. Good God, somebody, my Jesus gave me a brand new talking
now.
I tell the whole wide world, and I'm glad I got one
thing.
Jesus came me, he gave me a brand new chapter. One day he gave me a mighty, 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 mighty chapter. Jesus came in and gave me a brand new sound.
I'm glad about it.
Make you upright.
Let's
God Almighty. Wow.
Lord, if I stumble, if I fall, please pick me. Come on and help me, say, boy, if you don't mind. If I
stumble,
Lord, if I fall, please, Jesus, pick me
up.
Lord, have mercy now, listen yet now. I'm down here
working
so
long.
I can't wait
till
you call me
home.
If I stumble, Lord, if I fall, please pick me
up.
Come on, Mario, if you don't mind, son.
Ooh, Lord, if I stumble and if I fall, if you don't mind helping me sing. Lord, if I
stumble,
Lord, if I
fall,
would you please
pick me up?
Lord, if you don't mind, I'm down here
working
so long,
so long.
And I can't wait
till
you call me. Lord, if I
to thank all of you that support the NFI Radio Gospel Network here Mondays through Sundays, 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Keeping it real like a $50 bill, telling the truth till the Lord delivers you. Check it out. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world. Hello, somebody. Catch the wave.
Welcome back. I am Angela Breedlove reporting for the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Won't it be grand?
Won't it be grand?
Won't it be grand? Hallelujah.
Won't it be grand?
I'm going home.
Won't
I got to live with my Jesus. Hallelujah. Won't it be grand? Let's say one.
one more time, boy.
Won't it be grand?
Oh, won't it be grand? No more trouble.
Won't it be grand?
Won't it be grand? Oh, my Lord.
Won't it be grand?
I'm going home.
What it is only.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Good God,
oh, yes, you will. Listen, listen now. When I get through toiling down here, out in the sunshine, out in the rain, I'm going home. I got to live with my Jesus. Lord, have mercy.
Won't it be grand?
Wait a minute, boy, don't rush me. Let me say this. When I get through shouting down here, out in the sunshine, out in the rain, I'm going home. Good God, man, I got to live with my dear. Hold on. Oh, well, thank you, Jesus.
Won't
oh, won't it be grand? Lord, have mercy.
Won't it be grand?
I won't have to cry no more.
Grand.
Oh, my Lord.
Won't it be
good God Almighty. I'm going home. I got to live with my Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Won't
it be grand? Hallelujah, listen here now. Listen. One of these mornings, and it won't be long. You're gonna look for pastors, and I'll be gone. I'm going home. I gotta live.
We gotta live.
God Almighty. Hallelujah,
won't
it be grand? Thank you, dear.
Won't it be grand?
Won't it be grand?
Oh, yeah.
I won't have to suffer no more.
Oh, yeah.
I won't have to give up the right for the wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going home.
Oh,
I got to live with my
Jesus.
Gotta
live with Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going home.
Oh,
I got to go home.
Oh, yeah.
No more dying.
No more dying. When we get up there, oh, no.
No more suffering,
no more suffering.
Good God Almighty.
Oh, yeah.
When we get up there. I just want to live with my Jesus.
Oh, oh, oh. Boy, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, no, no more trouble.
No, no more trouble. No, no trouble. No trouble.
I believe I see little Johnny Jones.
That the angels, oh, the angels sure can't sing. Got that mellow beat at the Lord.
goodness. He is my all and all. Yes, sir. I have the Lord of Lords. I want you to know out there, He is my all and all. Yes, sir, I've been washed in the blood.
Thank you.
Whoa, all the way.
another show. Remember that God loves you, and so do I. Thank you for tuning in.
You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Catch the wave on the NFI. Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Heard every day, Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Certainly we give God praise, we give Him glory. And as we prepare to go in to prayer today, let us center our minds and concentrate on Jesus. And let us put away those other things that we were thinking that we need to do later and those things we need to get done. Let's focus right now. And just focus as if you are standing in the presence of the Almighty God. And really, you actually are, because He is a spirit. And the Bible says they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. And as we begin to pray, and as we begin to lift our hands before Him, and as we begin to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit on this day, let us open our minds right now before the Lord. Heavenly Father, as Thou come to You on this day, thanking You, Lord, for another opportunity that You have allowed Thee to see, allowed Thee to have breath to breathe and the activities of Thy limbs, I come to tell You thank You in the name of Jesus. I come today to say, God, I love You in the name of Jesus. I come today to say, Lord, forgive us, O Lord, for any sin that we have committed, sins of commission and omission. Hear Thou prayer. Open Thou ears that I may hear Your voice as Thou walk each day in society, that I will lift up a standard in the midst of Your people, to praise You, to magnify You, to lift You up, because You are worthy to be praised. Lord, put words in Thy mouth that Thou may speak life unto Your people. And as Thou speak life to Your people, that I may speak life to Thyself in the name of Jesus. Lord, let me feel the presence of Your power. Let me hear a whispering word that will encourage my faith to grow stronger each and every day as I move and walk, and as You have Your Holy Spirit in me, that I shall be like a river of living waters as it begins to bubble and begin to flow within Thee through the bloodstream of Thy vein, that Your Son died and shed His blood for all of us, that we may have a right to the tree of life. It is the blood that cleanses us, and it never loses powers. So we say, thank You, God. Thank You, God,
for the blood. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the blood. Help us, oh God. Help us to be what you have called us to be. Help us to be able to see those things, to be not as though they are. Help us to understand that faith come by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. Help us to understand, Lord, as we continually read your word and receive the word in our spirit, that it may marinate, and as it marinates and as it sit there, that it's growing stronger and stronger each day as we live. Lift us up, O Lord. Give us a desire to do your will and to walk in your will for your glory. Let us not compromise with others. Let us stand on your word in season, out of season, that thou will be faithful over those few things that you have given thee, that thou will be faithful to those things that thou see in thy presence. Lord, keep us, for we need you each day as we live. Thank you, God, for the blood. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, help us. Help us to understand the right from the wrong. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, O God, that we can walk in the newness of your presence. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're about to do today. And as thou pray, O God, pray for direction. Pray for healing. Pray for breakthroughs. Pray for miracles. Pray that strongholds will be torn down in the name of Jesus. Oh, I give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and because of his mercy endures forever. Let Israel not say that his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron not say that his mercy endures forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endures forever. I call upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord take my part with thee that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fires of thorns. For in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. Thou hatest, thou trustest sores at me that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song and is because my salvation. He is become my salvation. The Lord, strong and mighty. Mighty in battle. The Lord, Christ Jesus. Lift this name up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Let the King of glory come in on today. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. The voice rejoices. The voice rejoices, and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The righteous hand of the Lord. Do it diligently. The righteous hand of the Lord is exalted. The righteous hand of the Lord doeth diligently. I shall not die, but live, and declare the words of the Lord. The Lord has chastised me, sores, but he has not given me over until death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise the Lord. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation.
Hello, this is Elder Karen Hatch, Pastor Word of Deliverance Ministry on NFI Gospel Radio Network. I'm inviting you to come and listen to me on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. every week. And I am so excited. And Word of Deliverance means that if you are bound down with something and you want to get free, just come and get a word from the Lord. Because we try to say exactly what the Lord says. I'm inviting you to come on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Come and catch the wave. In Jesus' name.
Be sure to join Elder Kerry Hurst, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Kerry Harris, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Okay. God is great and God is good, and we're so excited to be here on this Tuesday. Come worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I thank God and for every opportunity that he gives me to just say a word or speak a word on his behalf. Today we're going into the book of First Peter. Peter chapter 5. And I would like to say, like I hear preachers say all the time, well, I won't be here long. But I'll be here as long as the Lord say I can be here, and as long as God says it's until God says time to go. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 5 says this: the elders which are among you exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Now see, the fact that I'm an elder, if I see another elder doing something that is not what God would have them do, I have a right to speak up and say, hey, this is not what God would have us to do. Let us do something different. Let us follow the will of the Lord. Because one day Jesus is coming back, and when he comes back, he needs to find us doing what he has told us to do. And who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ. See, we have to remind each other every once in a while how that Jesus suffered for us, how he took the nail prints in his hand, how he was pierced in his side, how, hallelujah, how all of those things that was written in the Bible actually happened. And you know, it made me wonder every once in a while, do the people actually remember or actually believe what the Word of God say concerning Jesus? Because see, it looks as though people don't believe what was written in the Word of God. But it was written, and it's because it was true. And it also says to the elders, to feed the flock of God which is among you. Feed them, tell them. That, hallelujah, tell the flock that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint. In other words, not because, well, you know, I got to preach to these folks and I ring, I'll do it. No, get excited about preaching to the folks and telling them how Jesus loved them and how he loved us and how we enjoy actually doing what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. And don't just do it just because we're going to get some money. Because, you know, for years, I preached in the park. I got up every Sunday morning, and I was in the park at 9 o'clock. For 4 or 5 years, I preached in the park. And every once in a while, somebody would come by and give me an offering, sometimes maybe every 2 or 3 times a year. Somebody would come by and hand out an offering. Maybe somebody would give me 15 or 20 cents and a little bit more. And then there were times we went into the prison, minimum security prison, and we would preach once a month. And you know, nobody was paying us to give cash. Nobody was paying us. But we had a good time going just to give somebody a word that was in prison and let them know that, yeah, you did some stuff. 99.5% of you that's in here is guilty. But Jesus didn't say, I'll save you if you are not guilty. Because, see, he knows a lot of percentage of the people that's in prison are in the prison because they did something. But that's why he died. That's why he went on the cross. That's why he did all of that suffering that he did, why they beat him. Do you know, they didn't have to beat Jesus, because he could have just turned around and looked at them, and they would have all dropped dead. But he took what they put on him because he wanted to let people know that sometimes you're going to have to suffer some things. Sometimes things are going to happen to you. But you have to suffer those things because this is what the Father will have you to do. And sometimes, you know, stuff go on in your life, or even things that your children do to you, even that your parents do to you, even your siblings are do to you. Sometimes it's what your neighbors do. But you have to suffer those things, and he suffered those, Jesus suffered those things so that he would let us know how we have to handle those occasions when they come along. That's why he went through those things. Let us see what it looked like when we are going through those things. But that's okay. We can do it, and we can get through it. We can get through it. And it says, not by constraint, but willingly. Not for filth of lucre, but of a ready mind. In other words, have your mind ready to assume those things that gonna happen to you, and that your mind is ready to receive it. And verse 3 says, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. In other words, we don't have to walk around and look like, I got it all under control, and walk around with our heads held back and our chest stuck out and all of that. Like we are somebody really special, which we really not. But being an example, just like Jesus showed an example, we need to show an example to the flock. So when the chief shepherd shall appear, this chief shepherd is Jesus. Because, see, he came one time, but you see he's going to come again. Ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. See, Jesus is coming, and when we stand, there's a great white throne judgment. As a child of God, you shouldn't be standing at the great white throne judgment. That's for the sinner. But for the saint, there's another place that you're going to need to stand. And that's when you're standing before the Lord to get your reward. Hallelujah. Some will be standing there because they, once they got saved, they just didn't do anything but just nothing. They didn't go and tell anybody else that Jesus is Lord. They didn't tell anybody that they needed to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. They didn't feed people that was hungry. They didn't a whole bunch of stuff that they didn't do. But then there's a lot a crown that you need to get for because you fed the people that was hungry, because somebody was sick and couldn't take care of themselves, but you took care of those people. Maybe you gave somebody a bath. Maybe you cooked somebody a meal and took it to them. All of those things, you may have done those things for those people, and God gave you a crown, a life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And likewise, you younger, let me see. You shall appear. You shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. In other words, when God give you your crown, it won't fade away. It's going to stay bright and shiny. And verse 5 says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elder. You know, it amazed me, and I look at it right to this day, how young people call people by their first name. They don't give them no kind of honor. That's just like this young man. I heard him talking to his mother, and I told him, I said, you know what? I said, you don't honor your mother. Oh, yes, I do. I honor my mama. No, you don't. Because you let anything run out of your mouth right in front of your mother. Oh, but that ain't what I said. That's what somebody else said. And I was telling my mother what I told that person. But you don't need to let certain things run out of your mouth, even if you're a sinner. There's certain things you don't let run out of your mouth in front of your mother. You're supposed to honor your mother. Oh, she'll be all right. So, okay, no problem. It ain't like you won't see that again. Hallelujah. You have to tell her, you're going to see that again. yay, all of you, be subject one to another. In other words, submit one to another. You don't have to say, oh, well, I can do this because I have the authority, and I can do that. It ain't what you can do, because, see, God can stop you right in your tracks from doing anything that you think you're big enough to do, and nobody can do anything about it. Hallelujah, and be clothed with humility. In other words, you got to be submissive. Hallelujah, be submissive. Hallelujah. For God resisteth the proud, hallelujah, and giveth grace to the humble, hallelujah, hallelujah. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. In other words, you can't just walk up on somebody because you think, well, you might have a bunch of money. And think, well, I got this money right here, so that give me the authority to do whatever it is I want to do and to say what I want to say. Hallelujah, you can't do that. You have to stop and submit yourself, hallelujah, to one to another. Hallelujah, sometimes, hallelujah, when you think you got it all together, know that you don't. Because you know what? I've seen, hallelujah, a person just dropped dead right in their tracks. They thought they had it going on and just dropped dead right in their tracks. So you can't assume that because you got it together this minute, you're going to have it together in the next minute. And you know what? That's just like Bishop Nellie Harris. She had one of the sweetest, humblest spirits that I've seen in a human being. I said, now, when I grow up, I would like to be like her. You know, I was busy thinking that I was older than she. And I asked, I said, well, Bishop, how old are you? And she told me. And I said, what? I said, well, you know what? I said, all this time I was thinking that I was older than you. And she just laughed, and she because she had this big title, it was a long time before I knew she had this big title because she had this humble spirit. She was and she would go and take care of her members if they needed to go to the doctor. She would get them in her car and take them to the doctor. And she would take them to the pharmacy to get whatever they need, or maybe somebody needed to go to the grocery store. She would take them in her vehicle and take them to the grocery store. She had a sweet spirit. And I told her, I said, Bishop, when I grow up, I want to be just like you. She was about 18 months older than me. And I was just so excited just to be in her presence. Hallelujah. And says, verse 6, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. In other words, when God lifts you up, all the devils in hell can't take you down. And you know sometimes the devil wants to take you down. But when God has his hand up under you and lifting you up, nobody can take you down. Hallelujah. Because when God lifts you up, you are lifted up. And verse 7 says, casting all your cares on him because he cares for you. Hallelujah. You can cast your cares on him. Don't you know if he was beaten within an inch of his life, he was pierced in his side with a spear, and he was hung on, he hung on that cross, and hallelujah, and he went through all of that just for me. Hallelujah. He can take anything that you can hang on him. Hallelujah. Verse 8 says, be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. In other words, you better be sober, and that be vigilant means you be watchful. You be very watchful, because the devil is going to try to see what he can do to you. He don't want you, hallelujah, to excel. He want you to believe that God is not studying you. He wants you to believe that whatever he put on you, you got to take it. But you don't have to take it, because even if like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were put into the fiery furnace, hallelujah, they still told that king, they said, you know what? I know that even if you put me in a fiery furnace, if God don't deliver me, I know he can. And that's all you got to tell the devil. Tell the devil, I know that God can deliver me out of anything you put me into. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to cast all my cares on him. Hallelujah. Every one of them. Hallelujah. Even when, hallelujah, I feel like I'm by myself. And sometimes you will feel like you by yourself. Sometimes you might have nieces and nephews that ain't even studying you. They won't do nothing for you. But that's all right, because you know what? You still got other nieces and nephews that cares for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so you just be sober. Best just be watchful, because your adversary, the devil is your adversary. He can come sometime looking like he's on your side. But I understand the devil is never on your side. And he comes roaring. He's trying to sound like he, hallelujah, has got this big voice, and he's trying to scare you. Sometimes he'll say boo. He'll ease up behind you and say boo and see if he can't make you run. But stand still. Hallelujah, because God has got it all in control. God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit holding hands got it in control. Hallelujah. And the devil wants you to think he's going to devour you. But he can't devour you. He can't do nothing that God doesn't allow him to do. But verse 9 says, whom resist steadfast in the faith. In other words, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Because the word says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, but it's the evidence of things you can't see. It's hallelujah, just like when Daniel prayed. Hallelujah, the answer left heaven immediately. But the devil got busy up there fighting the angel, trying to keep the angel from bringing the answer to Daniel. Hallelujah. But another angel, hallelujah, came and took the fight over and made sure the answer got to Daniel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. In other words, don't think because you saved, hallelujah, nothing won't happen to you, because it will. It will. But the word says stand steadfast you be steadfast, hallelujah, in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions that your brother had to go through, you will too. But the God of all grace, whom has called us into his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that he has suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Hallelujah. Is God good or what? To whom, to him, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God, hallelujah, for the saints that's in my life that have stood the test of time, saints that I've seen that did suffering. I think of Bishop Janelle Simpson, hallelujah, how I watched her when she was a young woman. I think I learned her when she was 22 years old, and she was saved at the time. But she stood before the Lord. I watched her, how she was a wife, hallelujah, how sometimes she went through some stuff, and it's not my place to tell what she went through, but we were next door neighbors, but she stood, and she was a wife, and she was saved, but her husband was not saved, but she submitted to him, hallelujah, but she still didn't do the things that she wasn't supposed to do, hallelujah, according to the faith. So I'm saying to you today, you stand before the Lord. So, ladies, if you got a husband, submit to your husband. Don't do anything that God wouldn't have you to do. But at the same time, be submissive to the will of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, you're going to run into some things, and when you run into them, stand before the Lord. Just stand. Hallelujah. And love the Lord. And sometimes you just lift your hands up and you just pray. And then sometimes you can't even pray. You just lift your hands up and you sing a song unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes the word says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And the devil, and sometimes you just hum. Because the devil don't know what you're humming about. He doesn't know, and he doesn't understand, and he just want to try to get in your head and try to see what you're humming about. But you know what? God still got it in control. Hallelujah. Now let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, we just said thank you. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you for your power, Lord. We thank you, God, because you can cause us to stand when we want to sit down somewhere, when we want to fall. But, oh, God, we said thank you. Lord, I said thank you for my pastor, Elder Adrian Richardson, and his little wife, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, all of the other preachers in my home church and in St. Paul, number two. Hallelujah. I just lift those preachers and their spouses up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, all of the other deacons and trustees and members, I lift them all up to you, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, have mercy, God. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Then go and walk on down through those prison halls, God. Those in the nursing homes, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy, God, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, when we come down to the end, And we can't fight no more, and we can't preach and pray no more. Oh, God, you give us a home in your kingdom. Oh, God, remember Reverend Robert E. Ellison, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Apostle Barbara Watkins, God, and Co-Pastor Gladys Smith, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember, hallelujah, Apostle May Godfrey, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way. And then, Lord, those people, hallelujah, that work, Hallelujah, at the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Oh, God, hallelujah, I lift them up to you today, God. Oh, God, bless that station and let it be on. Hallelujah, so that somebody, hallelujah, can hear the word and come crying, what must I do to be saved? And then, Lord, hallelujah, when we go to bed at night, oh, God, let your angels stand guard around our bedside, God. Then, Lord, when we go into our church building, oh, God, hallelujah, let your angels stand guard around the doors and windows of our building so that we can worship you in the beauty of holiness. Oh, God, we say thank you. Father, remember a Reverend Thurlin Kearney in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah, do something for him, God. Oh, God, you know what it is he needs. Oh, God, have mercy, God, have mercy. You know what he needs. Oh, God, remember his family, his son, his sister, and his brother, and his nieces and nephews, God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. And I said, thank you. Oh, God, we glorify you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because, Lord, we know that the time is coming down to the end. And we know, hallelujah, that we can't do nothing without you. But, oh, God, just open up our hearts and help us to stand, God, when it looks like we can't stand no more. Oh, God, you let us stand. Let the Holy Ghost stand right. Hallelujah, right with us in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, we praise you, and Lord, we love you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. We'll see you right back here, if the Lord say so, next week on Tuesday on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Be blessed, everybody. Bye-bye.
Something good is on its way. He has promised that he'll open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
You've been listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. For I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would.
All right, all right. I don't know about you, but guess what? You are next in line for a miracle.
You're catching the wave? Let's go down memory lane with one of the hottest female quartet vocalists today. Many of you know her as Sister Lisa Knows Brown and the Brown Singers. You're catching the wave.
There's a blessing in this house, and it's waiting just for you.
And I'll be there
in line. Cause
I want my best.
Whoa, there's a blessing in this house, and it's waiting just for you.
And I'll be there in line.
You to sing your verse. There is joy in this house, and it's waiting just for you. Oh yes, I am
in line.
In line.
I want my joy. There's healing in this house, and it's waiting just for you. Yeah, I want my healing. There's healing in this house, and it's waiting just for you. I gotta have my healing. You got.
Looking for God to make a way in the land. Oh,
the basketball, and they be waiting to see who got next. Whatever team wins, they get to keep on playing. But whoever lost, they get next. I feel like 2020 thought that this was a losing year for me. But I dare somebody to get on the sideline and say, I got next. We lost some stuff this year. We lost some people this year. We lost a job this year. But Chris, I got that. Mama, I got that. Renee, we got that. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to tell him thank you. If you know you got next this round, because you on the winning side, I take you to lift up your hands and say thank you. Thank you.
My.
Too early to shout. I ain't supposed to shout right here.
I
ain't supposed to shout right here. But I know I'm next in line.
Oh, my. 20 minutes before the top of the hour, you're catching the wave, and we are live from the NFI studios on this wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you so much for catching the wave. Got more music coming your way. Once again, you can feel free to join us on our website, nfiradio.com. We are right here 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music here from Studios 1 and 2 of the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Say, Lord,
Lord, yeah.
I'm grateful for everything
you've done
for me.
Thank you for choosing
me
to
be a beneficiary of your love.
In my life,
Lord, you're the star.
Hey,
and I can't say the blame
of your
grace.
You
13 minutes before the top of the hour, you're catching the wave. We are live from the NFI studios. Somebody said, well, who is that? Well, look, check it out. That's Ted and Sherry, the Wall Group. And those of you know the Walls Group, right? They are a family. And do they have the talent in that family? My goodness. Look, we've got more just like that coming your way right here all the way up to 5 o'clock today. And you don't want to go anywhere because we've got more brand new music for you, the old, the new, all just for you. And you are right here on a wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. I'm your host, The Anointed One, and look, want to remind those of you to tune in right here Mondays through Thursday for these awesome men and women of God that come forth preaching and teaching the Word of God. We start off every morning at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. with a powerful preacher, and at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m., you can catch another pastor or minister coming forth preaching the Word of God. That's Mondays through Thursdays at those appointed times. And on Sundays, you can catch these awesome men of God coming forth at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music here from the NFI Studios 1 and 2 out of Raleigh, North Carolina and DeKalb, Georgia. You're catching the wave.
Peace came to take my hurt away.
I found your presence in a
I could have lost my mind, but God, I could have lost my hope, but God, you never left my side. I want the world to see. Been nothing but good to me. You have been, yeah, yeah. Nothing but good to me.
Bring God's presence back.